Don't waste your minimum wage job. I know a lot of you are complaining about it, because I'm complaining about it. I have been complaining about it. But don't waste it. Today, we're going to talk about how to take a minimum wage job and make it worth $1 million. Here's how to make your minimum wage job worth $1 million. So I've been looking for a different job, just tired of Domino's, tired of slinging pizzas, need to move on. And I found this dream job. It's as a caseworker for our local representative, apolitical. It's great. But as I started to envision myself working there and just start to, you know, process that, something scary happened. Do you remember the not judging people challenge we did 2 weeks ago? I thought it'd be pretty easy, to be honest, because I already look for opportunities where I can compliment someone. When someone does a good job, I want to be there saying, hey, thank you. You did a great job there, because it helps you, but it also helps them. So I thought it'd be pretty easy. But I realized I do judge people. And there's actually some funny stories that came out of that. I do have to work on not thinking that I'm better than somebody else. And just not thinking about myself at all. And realizing that, I realized there were actually a lot of other bad habits that I've developed because of my bad attitude and apathy. I'll complain when someone does a bad job. I realized I did that. Or I'll listen to other people talk bad about another coworker. And when I do that, I'm not promoting understanding. I'm promoting these negative emotions, other bad habits. I'll say, oh, I can finish this tomorrow. Who's going to know if I didn't sweep under this table? Sometimes you get that customer on the phone or over the counter, and you know, if you work in food service, you know, it's that customer. Your voice immediately changes because your brain immediately changes. This is the I want to talk to your manager customer. And instead of giving them my best always, you know, I subconsciously change. And I thought, and probably a lot of you are thinking, well, when you go to your next job, just change. Don't be like that anymore. But I have a wake-up call for all of us. That's not the way the human brain works. That's not the way habits work. You don't just change a habit in a day. Building a habit, whether it's a good or bad habit, it's like leaving the Earth atmosphere. It takes an incredible amount of force, a huge rocket, to be able to leave the Earth's atmosphere. And once it gets going, you know, the inertia just keeps going forever and ever. You don't just stop it. You actually have to build a different habit to replace your bad one. Which means, again, building that huge rocket, an incredible amount of strength and force to leave the atmosphere to build something else. And I realize I can't just, it's a delusion to think that I can just leave my bad habits behind on a dime when I go into my new job. I have to correct it now. But this is actually good news, because the underlying principle is the habits you build at your current job are the habits you take to your next job. And, well, you know, that's good news. That means that you can use whatever job you're at now, whether it's at Domino's or Taco Bell or McDonald's or some warehouse job or whatever job you might currently hate, use that job to build good habits. Habits like going the extra mile, like being kind to all your customers. Habits like not cutting corners, like finding the most efficient way to get something done. Managers love that. Habits like lifting up your fellow coworkers and not participating when people are just talking bad about other people. And if you can build habits like that at a minimum wage job where it's hard to do because it's really kind of a sucky job, then you can do it in any other environment. This is how you prove to yourself that you can actually handle a better job, a dream job. So learn to treat your minimum wage job like it's your own. Like you own the company that you work for. Work the way you would want your employees to work for you. Okay, work like that. And that's a $1 million lesson. Not only does it make you successful at any job you take in the future, but when you start your own company, you'll know what it means to take ownership of yourself, which is key, and also of your own company. That's a huge lesson. It's worth so much more than whatever wage they're paying you. And that is how you turn a minimum wage job into something worth $1 million.